You fly out, you land. What happens? Can you describe this whole process, what you saw?
It took us the 13 or 15 miles south to S4 and like different garage door openings.
Okay.
And in these garage door openings, they had like different saucer crafts. The very first one had the Roswell craft in. It was kind of crashed up, but apparently every alien that was in it died except for a couple.
So you see the Roswell craft, and what are some of the others that you see?
Well, the Roswell craft was really strange because it looked like real heavy aluminum foil. We could rock next to it, and you could rock it. The whole thing probably weighed 150, 300 pounds.
Could they tell what the source of power was of this craft?
Yeah, it was like a river's gravitational thing of some kind. In fact, one later on, I got the mathematical code for reversing gravity in a 3x5 card. I guess there are different types of grays and so on.
How did you see that evidence?
Well, at the later on at S4, we viewed the autopsy film, and then the colonel said, "What we've got in here is we're interviewing a gray alien."
All right, right there. How did you feel at that moment?
Well, I thought, boy, we had no idea we were going to see the real thing. All we saw was film.
You had to have a little bit of heart racing at that moment.
My boss was able to go in and add up like a partial interview with him.
So what did this gray alien look like? Could you describe him a little bit?
This one looked a little bit oriental.
So I'm just wondering, if it looked almost human, what about this didn't look human?
No, it didn't look human as far as the skin tone and basically the shape of it and the size.
How was its head size compared with a normal human, for example?
Brain was kind of a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. And some of them, nose was very, very small. And ears were just like holes. Mouth was very small.